Okay, so today we're going to deep dive into Zen and meditation.
Right.
And it's interesting because we're going to look at the science behind it, but also the philosophy. Like, what does it actually mean to kind of,
Yeah.
live a Zen life,
Right.
right? And I think that's where the idea of kind of this getaway,
I like
the Zen
that.
getaway came from, right? It's like
Yeah.
if you were to build a place that like really embodies this idea of like Zen, like what would it look like,
Right.
right? And so we kind of came up with this concept of like, okay,
Yeah.
picture this like hot springs,
Oh, yeah.
right? With glacier views, like,
Yep.
crystal clear water,
Beautiful.
like just pristine. And I mean, totally private,
Oh, yeah.
secluded.
Papa there. No one.
I'm already feeling more Zen.
So, like, that's the kind of
Yeah.
setting that we're picturing as we dive into, like,
Right.
what is this stuff? Why should we care?
Right.
And how does it work? Yeah. And you know, one of the things that's so interesting to me about meditation is that it used to have this kind of mystical connotation,
Oh,
right?
totally. Yeah.
But now more and more science is coming out.
It's becoming mainstream, right?
Exactly. That shows there are real tangible benefits to it. I mean, like,
Sure.
it's not just, you know, this woo-woo feeling good.
Right.
There are actual changes happening in your brain.
Yeah, and one of the coolest researchers I think out there that's talking about this is Rahul Jandil.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I love his work.
So he's a brain surgeon and neuroscientist. So this guy's like cutting open brains,
He knows what he's talking about.
seeing how it all works.
Yeah.
And he's saying that meditation is like rewiring our brains for the better.
Right. And one of the specific areas that Jandil and a lot of other neuroscientists are focusing on
Yeah.
is the prefrontal cortex, which is like the CEO of your brain, right?
Yeah.
It's responsible for decision making, focus, all that good stuff.
Executive function.
Exactly. And what they're finding is that meditation can actually increase the density of gray matter in this area.
That's pretty amazing.
It
So it's literally like a workout
Right.
for your brain.
Like lifting weights, but for your prefrontal cortex.
Exactly. You're building those mental muscles.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not just about feeling calmer in the moment,
Right.
it's about actually improving your brain's ability to focus,
Yeah.
to regulate your emotions, to control impulses.
Long-term benefits.
Yeah. I mean,
I
you're
mean,
literally changing the physical structure of your brain.
that's wild.
It is pretty wild.
That's amazing.
It is.
So we've talked about meditation, but like
Yeah.
meditation, like what is that exactly? Like what are we talking about when we say meditation? Right. Like I know there's different.
Yeah, there are so many different types of meditation,
Yeah.
each with their own, you know, unique benefits.
Yeah. What are some examples?
Well, like one that's really popular is Vipassana meditation. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, yeah.
And it's all about developing insight into like the nature of reality
Oh, wow.
through really intense self-observation.
So it's very much like turning inward,
Very much though.
right? Like really paying attention to what's going on inside. What
Exactly.
are some other types?
You've also got things like transcendental meditation,
Right.
which uses mantra repetition to kind of quiet the mind.
Okay.
You know, and each of these different techniques is offering a different pathway
Yeah.
to cultivating mindfulness and inner peace.
Okay, so we've talked about how this, scientifically backed practice
Right.
of meditation can really have a profound impact on our brains. But how does it connect to this broader philosophy of Zen?
Well, you know, Zen goes beyond just sitting on a cushion and meditating.
I see.
It's really a way of life.
Okay.
It's an approach to life that emphasizes being present in every moment, stripping away distractions,
Right.
and seeing things clearly. So it's about bringing that focus and awareness that you cultivate through meditation
Yeah.
into every aspect of your
Into
life.
your daily life.
Exactly.
Okay, so that sounds like really challenging.
It can be.
You know, like how do you
Yeah.
actually do that?
Right.
'Cause like we all have these busy lives, right? Our minds are going a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
How do you actually like
Right.
maintain that level of
Yeah. Well, Zen acknowledges that the mind is naturally prone to wandering, right? Like, it's not about forcefully suppressing thoughts,
Okay.
it's more about recognizing them without judgment
Right.
and gently guiding your attention back to the present moment.
So you notice that you're distracted. You don't
Exactly.
judge yourself for it,
No.
but you just gently bring your attention back
Right back to the breath.
to whatever it is you're focusing on.
To the present moment, to
Okay.
the task at hand.
Interesting. Okay, so can you give me like a real-world example of what that might look like?
Sure. Like, imagine you're washing the dishes.
Okay.
Right. Like, instead of letting your mind race through your to-do list
Yeah.
or, replaying that argument you had earlier, you just focus on the feeling of the warm water on your hands, the sound of the water, the
Right.
smell of the soap.
Okay.
You're just fully present in that moment.
So it's about shifting our perspective
Exactly.
and like finding those little moments of mindfulness
Right.
in the everyday,
Yeah.
right? Like it doesn't have to be this grand.
No, it doesn't have to be a big retreat.
Sitting on a mountaintop kind of thing.
No, you can find Zen moments.
It could be washing the dishes.
Yeah, in the most ordinary experiences.
That's really cool.
It is.
Okay, so imagine like you're trying to like, find those moments of Zen
Yeah.
in your everyday life.
Right.
And you're at this place we're talking about, right? These hot springs with these glacier views. Oh yeah.
Like, how does that enhance that experience?
Well, it's like the environment itself becomes a tool
Okay.
to deepen your understanding
Yeah.
of these Zen principles. Like
But
how?
think about it, the serenity of nature,
Yeah.
right? The warmth of the water, the isolation from the chaos of daily life, all these
Wow.
elements work in harmony
Yeah.
to cultivate that inner stillness
Right.
that Zen emphasizes.
So it's like the environment is actually supporting your practice.
Exactly. It's holding you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's really cool. So as we kind of wrap up here,
Yeah.
I think the big question is, if someone's listening to this and they're thinking like,
Right.
okay, this all sounds great,
Yeah.
but like, how do I actually start to
Yeah.
bring this into my life?
Right.
What would you say?
I would say start by noticing those moments of stillness in your day,
Okay.
right? Like, where do you already encounter
Yeah.
a little bit of peace, a little bit of quiet?
Yeah.
And then how can you turn those moments
Yeah.
into opportunities for mindful presence?
So it's like taking something that's already there and
Exactly.
just amplifying it.
Yeah, bringing awareness to it,
Right.
intention to it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great place to leave it.
I agree.
Just that idea of like, okay, how can I take these principles
Right.
and actually start to apply them
Yeah.
in my everyday life?
It's not about escaping to the mountaintop.
Right.
It's about finding that Zen.
Finding Zen in the
But in the
everyday.
midst of the chaos.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks for deep diving with us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.